I sing this song for days afterwards.
Are you
know
serious?
That? Yeah, like I'm humming it in the shower.
I'm
the
forget
next day.
About it the moment it's off.
Hello.
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 Welcome to episode 4.
I never thought we'd make it this far.
This is the skein after skein episode, and welcome to the new listeners, and hello to the old listeners.
The original gangster listeners.
Oh, original gangsters. And I just want to mention it at the very beginning. Our website is skeinafterskein.wordpress.com, where we link all of the projects and books and pretty much anything we
patterns
talk about.
Patterns and everything.
We don't link the projects. We're linking the patterns.
Yeah,
we're
linking the patterns.
Well, whatever. Anyways, it's all there. So if you hear anything, you don't have to worry about rewinding. Just go to the website. There's a link to it.
And if we miss something, you can always email us on our Ravelry group, which is Skeinin' After Skein, or you can PM myself, and this is Photo Spice, or
Pandora7 with 2 R's.
And we both have websites also, and you can hit us up there too, because I check mine like a crazy religious person, let me tell you, because apparently it adds to my self-worth.
I'm on Ravelry way too much. It's
ridiculous. You don't understand. I have Ravelry, Facebook, and my website all open.
I used to go back between Ravelry and Facebook, left, right. But then ever since I did the Facebook security thing, where every time when I log out, I clean the cookies, it's way too complicated. So now I'm like checking Facebook twice a day. I don't want Mark Zuckerberg in my stuff.
He's a weird dude, man. I don't want him in my stuff
That's
either.
That's Big Brother right there. Facebook is watching.
Oh, Facebook is watching.
Anyway,
I think Rower is probably watching too.
Yeah, well. Whatever.
Oh, and Bailey. Bailey's here too.
Bailey.
He was scratching
Say
his head.
Woof. Woof, woof. Okay.
Yeah.
Not happening. All right. So, knitting. Since this is a knitting and yarn and crocheting and craft podcast, what have you been up to?
My God. You would think I would have finished something by now, right? Oh!
Did
I
you?
Have one finished project and then some dyeing stuff, but I'm still working on the same stuff. But I'm glad I am because I'm working on the La La Simple Shawl, and I was rushing through that, and a couple things happened. Okay, the yarn is lovely as it is, and I love it. Oh, that's just driving me crazy.
It's that.
It gets thin. It's gotten thin in a couple places that's made me nervous, and I've had to cut it and start over. You know, cut it and
right.
then you know. And that drives me nuts. So that's kind of slow.
What's the
down.
Yarn that you're using?
Chiramin.
And where did you come
from? Noro. From
okay.
Wild Fiber.
Mm.
And yeah, it was on sale. But Jill says that it was not 75% off. I don't think I would have paid for it if it wasn't 75% off. It was heavily discounted when I bought it, but it's gorgeous.
And you know something, that Lala's shawl, ever since you started making it, I have seen it popping up everywhere. So many people are making this
it's
shawl.
A simple, pretty shawl. People make it with Caron Simply Soft, and it's lovely. Some people double it. Some people just do more.
Red Heart?
Yeah. So Red Heart, there's like 30 projects in a Red Heart and Vanna's Choice. There's a pink one in Vanna's Choice that I love. Like, I look at it every time. I'm like, it's so cute. But you can make it. That's the thing. It's such a simple pattern. You can make it in a quadrillion different yarns. And it works out. And that's why I think people like it. It's a great gift one, blah, blah, blah. Here's my thing about it. I was going to rush through because I wanted to have it, you know, on my finished objects list. And I was like, you know what? I want to put beads on it.
Oh, okay. And?
I want to put beads on it. So I'm going to go get beads tomorrow and
oh, cool.
put beads, like, maybe do a picot edging, even though I like to call it the peacock.
Peacock?
The peacock edging.
Peacock.
We have pronunciation issues over here. We have one to fix this week, too, but I'm going to do debating between doing a peacock edging or just doing like beading towards the edging. It's going to be cool.
I have been thinking about, and one of my next projects is going to be something with beads. And
yeah.
I just saw another beaded shawl somewhere. I think
I'll show you
the
Nefarious Web.
So I'm all for a beading. And plus, I need a shawl. I actually really need one to take to work with. Because this air conditioning situation is just absolutely ludicrous, you know. So
there's a couple of really good ones out there. I'll show you my pattern. I have the full pattern for Nefarious Shawl or Nefarious Web. Oh, she just did the whole thing. I will show it to you. You will have to buy it because it is $5, but I will show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous and it has beading on it. So I'm still working on that, but I'm glad I am because I'm glad I came out to that decision to put these on it. But it's pretty and it's lovely and I love it. Piper's Journey. Haven't touched that in weeks.
Okay, that's the green one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been working on
Piper's Journey. Yet another shawl.
Yeah,
okay.
Judging. Okay.
So, I'm all for the shawls right now.
It's I have a whole bunch of shawls lined up for my year projects and my sash dash. So, we'll talk about
that. Yeah, I have seen your plans for this month. You're quite ambitious.
Have you seen
have
my
plan
say. For the year? My
I
year
saw
projects?
Your whole post on WordPress on your website where you list all your projects. And I'm like, that's a good idea. Then I'm like, no, I'll stress out if I have any more goals to meet or something. I need to cut down and just relax. And it's just too much.
Yeah,
it's getting
it's
too
stressful.
Much.
It's not supposed to be stressful, but it totally is.
So,
what did you work on?
I am working still on New York State of Mind, my Central Park hoodie jacket.
Oh, is that what you
envisioned? New York State of Mind.
Oh, I loved it.
I mean, but it will be done by the end of June, so even though I haven't knit
June
one,
of next year?
July. Wait, it was supposed to be done in June.
This one says it's going to be done in June. I'm like, ooh, has she extended
it? It'll be done
this?
At the end of July, and if I have to sit on the, 31st day and night and finish that thing, it's got to be done already. And the second one is that chicken pot holder, Chicken Dion.
I love that.
That I finished the front and the back. All I have to do is
put
the face on and some wings, and we're done. And
she's pink, isn't she?
She's pink.
This is I don't know if you mentioned it before. She did chicken pot holders for our pot holder swap a few months ago. And they are quite the popular little ditty. So her
cousin
in
Europe, in the village.
Yes, in the village that she's from. you have to understand when I say that or when you say that, I picture like, have you seen the Emperor's New Groove?
No.
Okay, they live on like this mountain and they herd llamas. And it's this little village and it's like quaint and adorable. Yeah, where you're from in my head is like a cartoon village.
Well, that's fine.
In a good way, not the.
And we sing, you know.
Yes,
and
it's
dance.
Very sound of music. The squirrels talk to you. It's awesome. You should go there.
Right. It's so that chicken pot holder is going to the village.
It's going to the village on the mountain with the talking squirrels.
It is. Did you finish anything?
Yes, I did.
Do talk.
I dyed a whole bunch of fisherman's yarn.
Awesome. How?
Yeah, some of it's not awesome. Some of it, like, I'm tired. I've over-dyed some stuff. It didn't quite come out quite as cool as I expected.
Okay, but what did you use for dyeing?
Okay, what happened was I had originally used Kool-Aid.
We have the Kool-Aid debacle a few weeks ago.
Yes, this is the Kool-Aid debacle yarn. So it's the Kool-Aid debacle yarn. I took pictures of it. I haven't posted it yet. So Kool-Aid debacle yarn. I'm like, ooh.
It's Kool-Aid debacle again?
Well, I overdyed it in teal.
Oh, that weird. Okay, go on.
It was not as cool as you expected. It really isn't.
Teal writ or
teal writ.
Okay, so
and
you
it's not
overdyed.
As dark.
First you did, okay. To just
first
make
I did
sure.
Kool-Aid dyeing.
Kool-Aid and it
blotchy,
looked
ugly.
Horrible.
Kool-Aid dyeing.
Then you overdid it with turquoise writ.
Yes.
And it is now gray?
No, it's teal in some spots. And then it's a weird purpley. Like, it did not want to cover the Kool-Aid. Like, and this is why you should not feed it to your children. Like, this shit is for real. Like, it was like, you will not cover me? How do you think you're going to oppress me with this written dye? I am Kool-Aid stainish. Yeah, it's not. It's not okay to give that to your children. It really isn't. The stuff it does to your insides has to be horrific. And like, it took the writ dye like champ. Like a champ.
That's scary.
Holy crap. So I don't know. I haven't made my mind up, and I'll show you later. I haven't made my mind up if this is pretty or I'm trying to convince myself that it's pretty, which is most likely the case.
Well, post some pictures either on your website or on the Ravelry and
let people
so
take a look.
We can all make
if
a decision on this.
If it's any hint of what it looks like, if I keep it the way it is, I'm going to call Bosane's swap thing.
Swamp thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what it makes me think of.
Wow.
Or the bayou, like way deep in the bayou. Like
Agua?
Ish. So it, but then I dyed some astray. I put it the color, you know, soaked my wool. It was clean, what you call it, fisherman's wool, totally naked. Soaked it in some water for like 45 minutes while that was soaking. I stirred up some Kool-Aid, one color, dipped it all in there, and nuked it for 5 minutes. And it came out this pretty light purple color. Love it.
Nice.
So pretty. And then, yeah, because I broke it up into four skeins. The four skein, I soaked it.
How long?
I was watching TV for so like 30, mm-hmm.
okay.
45 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Always minimum 30.
In the heated?
No, just regular, like warm
okay.
water. Always minimum 30 minutes, but I got
vinegar?
Distracted by TV. Yes, and I would give you a measurement if I took measurements.
Okay.
If
no,
it could have like a half
right.
a cup, and I eyeball it because I use a
yeah.
lot of vinegar in this house. And so let it soak, especially with that because it has a heavy lanolin
right.
coat on it. That boiled up a nice pot of black grit and only put half of the skein in there. Only put like, I think about like 75% of the skein in. And I
oh, so you dunked it or what?
No, I wrapped part of it around a mixing spoon, the Giant's mixing
okay.
spoon that I use for it. And I just let it, I wrapped it around that and put lodged that on top so it didn't all go into the black grit. And then like with 5 minutes left.
Did
5 minutes late.
Crawl up.
A smidge crawled up. And then with 5 minutes left, I dunked the rest in, let it sit for like 5 to 7 minutes, and then pulled it all out so it's jet black and then light gray. It's
nice.
Cool.
I
want to
see that.
Of all the dyeing I've done, that's the only skein that got tangled, and Jill said she would untangle it for me.
Nice. Thank you, Jill.
Because as one of our friends says that we will not name on the show, she says that this is the Jill Rock Show.
Right.
Because we mentioned Jill a lot because she
rocks.
Yeah,
we lack mentioning this other person who gave us grief. Who, as a matter of fact, you know, happens to be one of my closest friends and happens
and
to
neighbor.
Live next to me. And, jeez, I can't remember her name.
God, it's like
what
five letters,
it?
Four letters.
Cannot remember.
Starts with a Q.
Hello, you.
Hey. Hey.
Get our shout out to
what
you.
What up, girl? Friend, homie, whose name we can't remember. Is it
what's her
like
name?
Like Kim or Becky or something?
Mary.
Oh, that sounds close. She is gonna whoop our behinds when she sees
yeah.
us.
Sneak into my house.
I know. But I did make one other thing that kind of segues into your stuff in an angry stink eye kind of way. I was working on the Learn Magic Loop socks.
And you have been, not just to mention it, you have been working on this for quite some time.
Yeah, because I've been trading
off
between
a
lot of
It's a really
la-la
cool
symbol.
Pattern. It's called Learn Magic Loop Socks. It's a
by
sock
VeryPink.com.
That is done in worsted weight yarn and in the round. Magic Loop, whatever.
And she gives you, there's videos attached to it plus instructions and... That way, if you don't understand the written instructions, you can look at the videos. And I did look at it a couple of times. I was like, what is she talking about? And I looked at the videos. And what's great about the videos is it's you see her doing it from in front of her. And then there's a camera above her. So you really see what she's doing. And she's cute. And really, you know, it seems like I hang out with it.
It's a good video.
It's
a
really good
it's
video
It's not
series.
One of those. There's some knitting videos out there that are just like.
Do this. Anyway.
You
yeah.
know?
Oh,
but
yes.
Anyway, so that you have been talking about this pattern for
a while,
and you've been saying, oh, it's so great, it's so awesome.
So I finished them, and they're awesome, and I love them, and I put them in a Ziploc bag because I'll never wear them because they're so cool. Because I'm wearing
okay.
them like that. But they came out really great. I posted them up on my website, and people loved them. A lot of people were like, oh, my gosh, I looked at the tutorials. They were great. Thank you for pointing me that direction because they're really good videos, and I love the sock. Now, here's the thing. I'm tooting the horn of this pattern to some person who's sitting to my left in my dining room, and I'm like, you got to try it. She's like, oh, I should do it with you. And, you know, and I finished them. I'm like, look, mine are done. They're awesome. You should totally do this. So, yeah, then I believe I was in Home Depot looking at planners, you know.
Now, you text messaged me a picture of your socks on
yes.
Saturday night.
And then on Sunday, I was at Home Depot walking around, and I get a text message back, and it's the same socks that I made, but on someone else's feet, on someone else's floor, in
different
color yarn. And it was funny. I was like, why is she sending me pictures of the socks? I'm like, holy crap, she made these. Yeah, they took me a month to change them to make. Granted, the second sock took me like, what, 5 hours? Okay, over 3 days. It took me like 5 or 6 hours. Yeah, I'll let her talk about hers. And while she's talking about her finished object that happens to be the same finished object as I am, picture angry eyes at her. Go. Angry eyes.
So after she's been talking about these socks for months at a time, and I wanted to make another pair of socks. I just don't like sock yarn. So I was like, ooh, worsted weight yarns socks.
Who doesn't like sock yarn?
Ugh, too long, too boring. So I made them. And I made them in, what, a day and a half. And then,
I'm just going
to
say 2 days to make me feel better.
Okay, 2 days and a half. Several hours, like 48 or more hours. It's really fast pattern.
And hers are so cute too. Mine are, they were originally orange yarn. I over dyed with wine colored rit. And so they have a specks of orange. Hers are, as we found out, Bernat. It's not Bernay.
Yes.
Is that not Bernard?
We actually called the company and got their answering machine and they said, hello, welcome to Bernat.
So we're going to officially call it Bernat.
No, it's not Bernard.
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 Even though secretly
and
I'm going to call it Bernay.
Patents is Patton.
No, I thought, no,
Patents.
Patents
is
not.
It's Patton.
Yeah,
right?
I say Patents. Apparently I think I'm European, which clearly I'm not.
I say Patents too.
Really? Maybe I'm not as European as I think I am.
Well,
maybe I'm just fancy.
Maybe I'm European. You're too.
You do come from a village on a hill. But hers came out gorgeous and in 2 days.
And I love that pattern. It's called Learn Magic Loop Socks and highly recommend it to anybody.
If you want to learn how to do magic loop for anything or if you just want to make a pair of socks, they're quick. Apparently.
They're super quick. They're a nice little gift to give away and I didn't know my feet were that big.
Mine are probably the same size. How much yarn did you use for those?
Less than a ball.
Of the Bernat. Just looking at each other trying to say it correctly. We're like, oh crap. Yeah, because I didn't use all of my 220 cascade because mine are out
of
cascade.
No, it's less than
a
ball of yarn for both socks, which
yeah.
is pretty cool, you know.
Like, I might be able to get mini mitts, like mini fingerless mitts out of what I have left of my cascade 220. It took so little yarn.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else did I make? I finished a chemo cap for Not to Love, for the charity that I make caps for, one cap a month.
Aren't you working on one now, too?
Well, that is the one that I sort of finished. There's like 5 stitches
Oh,
left.
I didn't mean to call you out. What you working
Thanks
on?
And then the other thing I did is...
See, we're on, you know, we're not a video cast. You can't see us. And if I had to shut up, you would have known she's working on what she just said she finished.
I lied. It's going to be finished. In,
she's practically done.
Like, there's like 8 stitches left to bind off.
What the hell are they doing?
Oh, it's the dogs outside.
Hey, monsters!
All right.
I'm fostering 2 dogs till tomorrow, and they're trying to kill them in my house.
But they're cute.
But they're adorable.
And so the other project it says organized printed patterns. I had piles and piles of printed patterns laying around at the house. Printed out on paper, you know, not the ones. There's piles and piles of them all over my computer spread. Actually, I'm pretty good. I throw them all in a folder. But all these papers were driving me nuts. So what I did is I took a file box and made hanging file folders.
She took a picture of it too.
And just sorted them and did all the hat patterns together and all the blanket patterns and tops and baby items and
bags,
I don't know what.
Bags, hats, squares, cloth,
so
socks,
they're all
scarves, tops.
Now in a little box. And I can just, if I need to find a pattern, I find it very quickly rather than going through the piles of papers. I should throw them out. I should scan them if I don't have them. But whatever.
No, this is kind of brilliant.
It's good.
What you have to understand about us too is we're both kind of A-typers.
Kind
and
of.
By kind of, I mean like we're
totally.
Yeah. And so mine are all in binders under the same categories that she has, but then there's like a shawl binder. Then there's a blanket binder. But then there's a binder that has hats, sweaters, and socks, and, you know, because I don't have enough of those. But the sock patterns are kind of getting out of control. And they may need their own binder because, God forbid, they get mixed in with something else and they'll keep me up
feet.
At night. And I don't even call anything plural. So the binder tab is suck.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's I'm very proud of you. I like your organization.
Well, thank you. But I just got tired of having these piles of papers, and mostly on my nightstand, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I need to find something that's actually of importance, and there's like knitting patterns all over the place. It's annoying.
But here's the thing. I always have a pattern in my bedroom because sometimes I read that before I go to sleep.
You read patterns before you go to sleep?
Don't give me that. That look like you're judging. Because that looked like you were judging. That was clearly the judging.
No, that was like,
that was the look of judging. That's judging. Like, I want to start this new pattern. I was like, oh, well, let me read it before I go to bed. So, like, I'm watching Harry Mason. You know, OG, keep it real. Watching black and white Harry Mason. Like, the early ones, he was thin. And what I love about the shows that were filmed during Perry Mason and the Untouchables and all that, you can get shot in the face and no one ever bleeds.
Right. It's true.
No one ever, like, you could catch a bullet straight to the grill and you would never, like, you can get, and the fake punching. I was watching old Batman the other day with Adam West. Pow! Zing! Oh,
hey, so. But at least in Batman, they showed you the you know, here is the, you know, the sound that it makes.
Yeah.
Here, you know, like, hey.
But so I was listening to Perry Mason and kind of half watching The Untouchables, and I was reading the new pattern I'm going to start tonight.
Okay. Well,
look,
okay.
I am single right now, so booyah.
Wait, what happened with the boy?
Oh, we're still dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's just not here.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's next?
Moving on. New Ravelry
favorites. New Ravelry faves.
What is your favorite?
Oh, my goodness. And I didn't make the touchdown. So I knew when I did that. My new Ravelry phase that I got to figure out somehow to work into my mad schedule of knitting and life and eating and sleeping and all that stuff is called Leaf on the Wind. And it's a sock pattern by Kimberly Piper? Pieper?
I can't
Pieper? Pfeiffer? Pier?
Pieper?
Pieper. Kimberly Pieper. Kimberly Pieper.
P-I-E-P-E-R.
Yes.
Piper. It's Pieper.
Oh, she got keys as a kid.
Okay.
Oh, she had a brother. Oh, God. Tommy the Pieper. Oh, yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
We as adults can't even stay away from just leaving her name alone.
Oh, dude. I knew someone whose last name was, it wasn't, how was
Pieper.
It? No, it was Dilde. Dude, as an adult, I was like, I would just giggle my little behind off every time I walked by her. But I wouldn't shake her hands because she'd sneeze on her hands and not wash her hands.
That is so
gross. I wouldn't eat anything she would bring for potluck. I was like, what'd she bring? I'm not eating that.
Okay, we went to the Hollywood
Bowl.
Nice
lady, but oh, she didn't wash her hands.
Went to the Hollywood Bowl, like, when was it? Last Friday? Last week Friday?
Uh-huh.
After we left, my husband was looking at, you know, they always sell these, they have these vendors there, and they sell these hot dogs with bacon on them, and they're like the best because they've been on the grill. So he's like, his mouth is watering, and he's,
babies.
Yeah, they're awesome. So he's
it's
like,
a hot dog wrapped in bacon, cooked on a grill.
On
with
a grill,
onions,
on the street, you know.
On the street corner of LA, because it's not sanitary as hell, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, so we're going out there, and he's like eyeing them, my mouth watering, and ready to pull out the wallet, and the woman there like totally sneezes or coughs or something. Not coughs, like she had like TB or something. And no, like nothing to hold the hand in front of us, like... I was like, and
did
we look,
head to the side?
I know nothing, right straight onto the hot dogs. We look at each other, we're like, oh, I don't think I'll ever eat one of those again.
Oh no, see, when you go to a Laker game or a Clipper game downtown, you, what are you doing to those poor kiddos? Oh, because it's too tight.
Or stuck, anyways.
if you're not an LA native, and you ever come to LA, or if you are an LA native and you hit up a Laker game or a hockey game or a Clipper game, the little old Latin ladies on the corner sell bacon-wrapped hot dogs with grilled onions on the street corner for, like, what, $4, $3?
Yeah,
it's worth
like
every penny.
And
here's my thing.
It's
if I
more expensive than a 7-Eleven hot dog for 99 cents.
Thank
God. For 99 cents. But
they're
awesome.
So good that even though she's told this story as long as I don't see it happen, I'm going to buy one the next time I see one.
I think the heat kills off the bacteria anyways.
I'm at a Laker
sorry.
Game. I'm breathing in all sorts of crazy
talking
air.
Talking of Laker game, by the way, you know what's today, right?
Right.
Friday the 13th. It's Stitch and Pitch.
Oh, man. Did you know I won $1,000 on a Friday the 13th 1 year?
Yes, you did from that ring circuit. That's fantastic. No, but you know that Jill is gone,
Melissa's
and Debbie, and you know the person whose name we can't remember.
Oh.
She's there with the Mean Girls.
Beth. What's her name?
Lila.
Oh, that one's close. But whatever. Oh, who are, it's Dodgers and who, you know?
I have no idea. I'm not interested in them. Like,
how do you really feel?
I have absolutely no interest in baseball. It's like the most boring sport on the planet.
It's the best dating sport ever because nothing's happening and you can talk and eat.
It depends on who you go on the date with.
If they're boring, you
got to
pray to God something's going on.
Because these games are also like 10 hours long or something.
Oh, who are you telling? But see, as long as we sit right, I feel like I'm thoroughly entertained. And plus, the people around you are usually hoodlums, so it's all good. Especially
I
in LA.
I don't mind going to a basketball game. Those are fun.
Laker games are awesome in Los Angeles, people.
Okay,
so much fun.
Okay,
so I love these socks. They're adorable. They have leaf patterns.
Okay, coming back.
Yes, coming back to my favorite. But that was a good story about the hot dogs. People, yes, that's how that all started.
Leaf on the wind is the pattern.
Yes, and it is a sock pattern.
They're very pretty.
Aren't they gorgeous? They're toe up.
You know what's actually very surprising about this? I'm looking at the picture of this, and you guys should look it up. It has a pattern. Yet it's done in a variegated yarn, and normally a pattern and a variegated yarn don't go together.
Because it's not variegated, it's tonal.
Well, tone, yeah,
and that's different.
Tonal. Right, right.
Okay, that's the only reason why it works in this yarn because I've seen
but
it.
But it's really working as well. It looks
beautiful.
Nice.
It's two leaf patterns that climb up the what part is the foot? Is this
the like front of the foot?
Yeah, the front of the foot.
The
main forward, the top. It two leaf patterns. They come up the front, and then once you get to the heel. It starts to circle around your ankle, and then you get this as that circling, it's barber pulling with stockinette. Very, very cool socks. I want to make them. They are toe up, which I've never done, and they look fairly easy. I say that today.
They're very pretty.
Yes, and the chart is not that
bad.
Yeah.
It has a chart in there and written instructions.
Yeah, written instructions. And
very
they look
good.
Fairly, they're gorgeous. This is a new pattern. Check it out. It is absolutely gorgeous. So that is my new Ravelry. I printed it out. I'm like, I can't say it because I didn't tell Eve, because we haven't talked a lot in 2 weeks, so we're going to be
right.
A little chatty. I've been sitting on this. I'm like, oh, she's going to love these.
Those are very cool.
And the sock yarn that she used.
How much are they? Do you know how much the pattern is?
I may have paid for these. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I hate that I didn't write it down. I may, you know, these might be a free one.
Okay. Well, free ones are the best, in my opinion.
I may have paid for it, too, because I thought
it
was
it
worth
depends,
it. So.
You know, I mean, the few dollars is fine. If
wait, is it
$8?
On my list?
No, I don't know.
No, it's free because it's not on my list of multitudinous stuff I purchased in the last 2 weeks.
Well, my new Ravelry favorite one, and
so
I have
angry.
To do that, is
no.
called Cat's Mane.
I hope
the,
your cat bites
the
you in the
person
middle of the night.
Who made it is called Inner Shelter. And basically what it is it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's a hat for your cat.
It's a lion's mane for your cat. You put it on the cat and it's so funny. And one of the people who made this, I looked on Ravelry, had a white cat and they made a white mane and it's the albino lion. And it's just so funny. So I have a black and white cat and I wrote that person and I was like, oh, I need to think about what am I gonna do for my cat. She's like, well, if it's black and white, why don't you do either a zebra or a skunk? I'm like, oh, that is so awesome. So I will definitely do that.
Here's my thing. If you make it, I would want to hug you before your cat like eats you at night because she's gonna be like, why do I have on a hat? what I have on a hat.
And my cat models nicely and then she's done about it with about two. You can put something on her, she'll sit still, she'll make a nice pretty face for the picture and then she'll get bored with it, you know. So
really
she's,
I
she's
try
good.
To put stuff on Bailey and it lasts for like what, Bailey, 2 seconds if I can, like, because I know he's a boy, but every so often I have a big kind of afro and I put flowers in my hair a lot on the weekends, and whenever I put flowers I'm like, come here Bailey, let me hold it to you, and he's like, let me chew on that first. why are you putting the flower up to me, mommy?
He's so cute. He's just sitting in his little bed.
His
being
giant
old.
Bed.
Well, actually, yeah, that is not a little bed.
It's
a full-on Danish, Great Dane or something.
Yeah, and he's like 18
puppy.
Pounds.
Anyways, so let's move on to your big section, which is?
I really try. I really try not
try
to be gluttonous.
Try to what? Oh, try to not. Okay.
But okay, part of the purchasing is your fault.
Well, do tell. Explain that.
Okay. What had happened was I was angry about the socks when I was at Home Depot. And
the ones that I made in a day.
Oh, I was going from 2 days to a day and a half to a day. And the next, like, I made these socks in like 15 minutes. They were
so
awesome.
So those are the ones, you mean the ones that I made while I was waiting at the post office line?
I thought about them and they were done. But no, I was at Home Depot and I kind of got discouraged. I was like, I'm so slow. But the Home Depot I was at just happened to be ever so conveniently,
next to
a Michael's.
Ooh.
So I promptly, when I got off the phone with Eve, got my box. I walked out of Home Depot empty-handed, got in my car, drove to the other parking lot, because it's in two separate parking lots.
It's conveniently right next door, 3 miles.
No, it's a really big part, shopping center. Like, it has all the big box stores. There's a Toys R Us, a Sports LA, a Home Depot.
Which one was that, the one in Torrance?
No, this is the one off the 405 and Inglewood that has like the Ashley Furniture.
Oh, the next to the Costco?
Other side of the freeway.
Okay. Oh.
There's a car dealership. So it's a pretty big lot. So I wasn't going to walk over there. So I drove over to the Michaels and I bought 2 Bernat Mosaic skeins of yarn. I bought, and she hasn't seen these yet, I bought the Fantasy.
That's nice.
Which is a purple pink and green poor man's Noro. And then I bought the Into the Woods, which is the brown, dark brown, tan, brownish green poor man's Noro. And then also because I was really angry, I bought another skein of the Red Heart Boutique Treasures in Tapestry because it's so pretty. At one point I had 5 or 6 skeins of this crap in my
What are you doing with all these?
Don't
these are me. These are absolutely gorgeous, and I love that Bernat mosaic yarn. It's just so cool. And all the colors are really, really nice.
Have you seen Ninja?
No.
It's awesome.
Okay.
I almost bought it, but I put it back because I was trying to show some stuff.
These are very nice, but what are you going to do? Scarves and socks?
No, one of them
gonna
is
going to
be the same hat that you made,
Spiral
hat by Bernat. God, that pains me to say.
Not Bernard.
And most likely they will all be beanies of sort because I need me some beanies and I love me some beanies. Because like today, July 13th, it was raining this morning when I was walking the dog with my other beanie
this
on.
This is the funniest thing with the weather right now.
This
like,
is not the first July
California
rain.
California has the coldest weather in the country.
Really? Because it was warm in the afternoon.
Not today, but what was it, last week or so? It was the heat wave going on and we had the lowest temperatures. I'm
like, but
really?
Trust me, after it cleared, like, it was muggy as shit today. Like, my goodness, it was muggy. That looks gorgeous. So that I bought 3 skeins of yarn, and it's all Eve's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so then...
What else?
I bought the Vogue Knitting Early Fall 2012 magazine, which we're going to review in a few. I also... And these other things are all things I have been debating buying. I needed some stitch markers. Need is really debatable.
One always needs stitch markers.
I needed
there
more,
with
yeah.
you.
I needed more stitch markers because I just don't. When you have 900 projects going, you run out of stitch markers. So I went to. I'm not going to butcher this. CALIOPESFIBRE, something fiber on Etsy. And she has the cutest array of stitch markers and removable stitch markers. So I bought 5 chickens and 5 ladybugs. And they're so cute and are really reasonably priced too, like super reasonably priced.
Okay.
And you can like, I don't know if you can put on the chickens, but for the ladybugs, mine are little metal ladybugs and little metal chickens. But for the ladybugs, she was like, if you don't like the red jewels that are on there, she goes, let me know and I'll switch the colors out.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was really
cool. That's very sweet.
And so I got those. And then something that the Knit Girls have brought to my attention and I've been thinking about is the Nostarpine. Yeah. Whew. It took some
Nostarpine.
Nostarpine. It is old school way to wind your yarn.
Ball winder?
It's a ball winder. It's just a stick, to be perfectly honest. It's a very long stick with very strategic notches in it.
Okay.
And you can hold your yarn a certain way and you can totally produce like a thinner pull, like you had it on the wire, and it just makes it more portable.
Don't you have a yarn winder?
I have one that cranks, yeah. But this
right.
one is like, it's sick.
Okay.
But I went,
okay.
But it does.
Not being judgmental, but.
Totally is.
Really? I mean, you have a perfectly working yarn
winder. One of the reasons why I bought this one is because when you get partially done, like with the socks, you didn't
mm-hmm.
use all your yarn. If you put that on the ball winder, you end up with this huge, because I got a slim one, you end up with this
hole in the middle.
And
which
this one,
then causes nothing.
Okay, that's that. No.
So this
now
one is thin.
Now you're convinced.
Woo-hoo! This one's thin. I got the slim one, so it won't have, so that way I can do little balls of yarn. Or if I'm, because I don't like bringing my whole ball winder all the time with me to the knitting groups. I don't like bringing it out because the dog wants to smell it. No,
yeah, but why would you? I mean, you can just.
It's very meditative.
Do you do? Okay.
She's judging.
I'm
can
not
you feel
judging.
It?
I'm just,
but I really want to.
I'm a very logical person.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
what? Man, like, it's so pretty. And then, yeah, I can use that. That makes sense. It's like the big girls made it sound reasonable. And I've seen other people use it. You can also kind of do the same thing with a highlighter, but whatever. Like, if you have a good old fashioned thick highlighter, it totally works. But I want this one, instigated. This is also me supporting Etsy. Small businesses, and there's a guy, it's called Craftiness is their shop. He does beautiful woodwork.
Okay.
And all different types of things, and these, wait till you see, it's like, because they're all different and they have like veneer color injected into it, and then they're polished, and so this has this beautiful wood. It's diamond wood.
Okay.
It is stunning. It was
I'm all for supporting the small
yeah.
businesses.
Yeah,
I
hit up Etsy big time. Like, I got some stuff. I also bought something else from our girl. I can't kind of say now because it's a gift to a fellow podcaster who I love, who cracks me up. So I don't want to say where it's from because then she'll know what it is just in case she's listening. But I did gift something to one of our fellow podcasters because she's really been helping me get through my painful days at work. So there's something coming. It's awesome. And then once she gets it, I'll let you guys know because it's one of my favorite shops on Etsy.
So that was a secret purchase.
That's a secret purchase. And then my last purchase is something that I've been waiting to happen. Laura from Lala, that's from the Knit Girls, she designed a pattern for their friend Lynn Zimmerman, who is a part of Cupcake Mafia for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And their goal is to raise $10,000 for Make-A-Wish, which is something like 3 wishes getting granted. I have family members that have benefited from Make-A-Wish. So I bought Laura's new pattern, My Hope. Ooh, let me show it to you. It's so pretty.
What is it called?
My Hope. It's a shawl.
Oh, that is pretty. I might buy that too.
Those,
how much is it? Like $5.
$5 if you donate $5.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. That's she.
It
have,
looks very fast too. It has parts of lace and then there's parts
cables.
Of
cables. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yes,
man. You gotta read it. So yeah, totally go if you want to help with Make-A-Wish and help Cupcake Mafia. It's My Hope Shawl, or just My Hope by Lala from the Knit Girls. And if you go to Lala on Ravelry, you can buy it there, or if there's a link that will take you to the Cupcake Mafia page. And if you donate there, all the money goes to Make-A-Wish. If you donate to Ravelry, they take out their fees and all that good stuff. But also, here's the thing. If you donate $10 for it, you get the pattern.
You can get the pattern twice.
No.
You get 2 PDFs.
No. You get 1 pattern, but you get put into a raffle. And they had some great prizes last year.
All right.
So I donated $10 so I could get into the raffle. Because I think someone who won last year, Leslie knit, like, a pair of socks, or like, she was like, oh, tell me what, and she would knit you some socks. I'm like, I need to win this. Let's do this.
Nice.
But I wanted to support, and then I was like, when I saw
yeah.
that, I was like, oh, you know, I'll totally do the $10. So
I like that idea of that, and I might do that. I love in this pattern, just looking at the print out here, on the very last page, it has a checklist, which gives you
the
each row number and how many stitches there should be. And so you go on row, for example, and it starts with row 1 and goes all the way up to row 113. And row 100, you should have 303 stitches. Row 106, 321.
Yeah,
row 112, 339. Who's going to sit there and count 300 stitches? It would drive me nuts. I'd be like, so what? I'm off by 1 or 2
I totally
pairs.
Agree.
Seriously,
yeah.
You spend so much time counting rows, I mean, stitches. Ooh,
I'm paranoid. Oh, what's cool? Do you see it has a beaded edge?
Yes. Ooh, feet. I might be purchasing this very
yeah.
soon.
We can do that one together. It's on my YOP already.
Oh my god, I can feel the competitiveness.
I know. Here's the only thing about this. It comes, if you use the yarn that comes with it, which is from another crafty girl, which is also an independent yarn dyer.
I really care for this yarn in this picture.
Oh, I love it. She doesn't have any more either. It's called Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It calls for 470 yards, which is a hard yardage to find in sock yarn.
Mm.
So, it's kind of...
I don't I don't like that color.
Really?
In the pattern. I like the actual shape of the pattern enough so that I would purchase it, especially since it has the charity attached to it. But I don't know, like that color at all. Even though it's bluish, but hey, it's...
Aren't you guys glad that we don't have opinions? We're so shy. We're like, I don't know what I think about this.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. But wait till we get to our review. I'm very strong of opinion on this one, too. But that is all I bought, as if that wasn't enough. Okay, now it's time for E's long list
of purchases. I bought a skein of Red Heart Boutique Treasure and one skein of Sheepish in Black for our scarf that we're going to do together at some point in life. The end.
I love that. The end.
I'm done. Bye, Mark.
Yeah, and we're done.
Purchases.
Mine only goes on for like 20 minutes.
Oh, no, you know what? I really didn't buy the Vogue Knitting Early Fall magazine. I have the subscription.
Is he looking at
you? Hello, puppy. He just woke up and is like,
come here, Bailey.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Okay, so let's do the review. Vogue Knitting magazine.
You don't
want to
do your technical corner?
No, we'll do it later. Vogue Knitting. It's the early fall of 2012 magazine. It has a blonde lady with some pink lacy, actually pretty cool top on the front cover. And a couple of things that I saw. One of the things...
Oh, wait. Did you see that very pink? The girl who did the tutorial for our socks is featured in here?
No, where?
Yeah, she's in here, which I was totally happy to see. It's on page... God, page numbers, Vogue. Totally help me. Page 20? Under here it is. Yeah.
Okay.
That is our girl.
Where? Which one?
That's her.
Which one?
Her.
Oh, the one with the hat? Oh, okay.
So if you haven't checked out that pattern and you want to see what her video looks like, it shows kind of the angles that she shows the videos. Her name is Stacy Perry of Very Pink, and it just kind of talks us about how you can find stuff on YouTube about knitting, and it kind of talks about how she got started up and all that good stuff. But that was my favorite part of the whole magazine.
That's pretty cool. I haven't read it yet. I was just looking through it. But I saw something actually a couple pages before that. First, I beat you.
Oh my god!
Not to be competitive, but mine is first. It's like, again, Vogue does not have pages, but it's in the What's New section, and there is a little blurb. It's called Socket to Them, or M.
Socket to Them.
And what it is somebody made clear colored
glasses
rain boots, which I think they're so cool because I'm a knitter and it would be so awesome. I know also they're so tacky, the rest of the world would not understand these, but I don't know.
I'm agreeing with her.
I'm just very, I think they're cool. It's like, you know. They're there.
Here's the thing. There are some plastic clear clogs that are hideous. Like, I hate
them.
And
these are plastic
clear galoshes.
Clear rain boots.
I kind of, if you're rocking your handmade socks,
I love these. And any knitter, you can wear those to a knitting convention, to Stitches West or something. I mean, that would be perfect for that. But if you go to work in this, I don't think it's going to work.
I would totally go to work in these just to confuse my coworkers.
Yeah, you would confuse some people with those.
But if you have some, those are some cool Norrell socks. I would totally want to show those off, girl. I'd have some tights on. And I would, see, here's the thing, I would have some other boots, like some real boots.
You don't need to sell me on these. I think they're cool.
You're driving up the party bus for these.
I am aware that the rest of the world think that they are probably weird and tacky and I don't know what, but you know, then who cares what the rest thinks. Anyways, moving
those
on.
Are
what
awesome.
Else is in this magazine?
You want to talk about all the stuff I don't like? You know how you felt about the knit scene?
Go ahead.
That's how I feel about this one. Like, I actually like the pictures in. Oh, I got that book too, by the way. So, like, oh, the Knit Swirl advertisement. Love that. Like, I like the advertisement stuff better than I did the most of the patterns. I
like that advertisement for the Cascade yarn. I was actually looking at downloaded this pattern.
I like, okay, the 2012 color alert where they took a shift and did it, and it's like a tunic and three different color combinations. I kind of like it, but I could not do it in any of these color combinations.
I think the color combinations are horrible, and I also, why do I need a turtleneck or a faux turtleneck with short-sleeved sweater knit?
No, that's a really good point. It's like you're hot and cold.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's like girls
like
that wear shorts and then Uggs. Like, are you cold or are you hot?
Right. Yeah. But at least the girls in the shorts and the Uggs, if they have the right body type, at least
they can rock it.
Cool.
This
does not look cool. I don't know what they were thinking.
And you know what's funny? When I looked at this, I was like, this is something I would make, but I would get rid of the neck.
And I hate to criticize it because it's Vogue Knitting, my favorite magazine.
Favorite.
The
modeling was horrible in this issue, too. Oh,
my
gosh. Yes.
So, moving on.
Stinky. Did you see the article on Stinky?
Haven't read it yet, but I saw it all.
Focus.
There is...
Ow, that hurt. Holy crap, that cover. Oh, God, I'm old.
Oh, no. You gotta stop smoking.
I know. Clear up that TV I got going on.
go cough on some hot dogs.
Cough. You're a hot dog.
We have.
Does Kate Fassett have a new book?
Yes. Oh. And I just heard actually the Knitmore Girls, which is another podcast, they reviewed it and they did not like it.
Because you can't make anything he knits because you have to buy 30 shades.
Yeah, she
of
said
yarn.
That one of the patterns has 19 colors and then having to weave in all the ends, all of a sudden the fabric is like stiff.
Oh, kiss my behind.
You know, it's like, forget it, whatever.
But it is I highly recommend looking at or buying Kate Fassett books just for like your coffee table if you don't have a dog because they're beautiful, but you'll never knit anything out of them. And you'll think, I would knit, no, you're not. Don't lie to yourself or us. We don't want to hear it. Because I thought, I was like, ooh, I'm going to knit
you
that.
You can tell us that you would knit something out of Kate Fassett's book after you have knitted and you actually have proof to show it. Wait. Okay.
Go get him.
All right. So moving on here.
That was a child. I'm fostering two dogs and they start barking. Therefore, he has to bark. Yeah. That's how we whirl.
Moving on.
Did you like this?
I like this, which is it's called Sheer Delight, and it's a whole bunch of lace. It's a whole section on lace, and I sort of like them. Okay,
right.
This one is, you know.
Yeah, I don't know where I would wear that.
I'm not too keen on the colors because they're all pastels and light.
She's the best model of the bunch, though. Oh, and then there's
the ruffle section. I was so disappointed because on a website where you had only small pictures, it looked really cool. And then you see the big full-blown page and it's like, I don't think so.
Here is my question about the section. The poncho's cute, not going to lie. The poncho's really cute.
But?
On page 68, 63, and this is Nora Gahn too, and she usually does awesome stuff. Are you aware that, okay, this is a beautiful sweater that buttons down the left side in the front, has nice, you know, it's a flat, it's the same.
It has some weird ruffles going on.
That is yarn.
I know.
The yarn is shaped like that.
Right.
What's wrong with it? What is, oh God.
This is
called Rickrack by Barocco. Good googly movie. It is a cute silhouette. Like, oh, again, with some skinny jeans, would rock it all day. As long as something else was going on in the front. It's not cute in the
front. I mean, all these pieces actually in the ruffle sections are okay as long as you take off the ruffles.
Yeah, if you remove the ruffles from all said
they're
ruffle
pretty cool.
Sections.
I mean, it's a cool jacket,
yeah.
You know?
It's great.
Just
stop licking her.
No,
or the
not.
Chair.
He's
never mind, go ahead.
He's eating the tablecloth now. Then there's the glitz and glamour section, which
much
is,
better.
You know, nice.
No, I
like
love the little
tank
top. Oh, the jacket
page
on page 67.
That's one of those swing coat type of jackets.
With this cabling
beautiful.
At the bottom. Oh, it's absolutely
million
beautiful.
Of knit stitches going on there.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy, but it would look gorgeous on. Come here, baby. The little tank top on page 64 in gold. Love that. Could wear that with, to work with a nice jacket.
Very nice, very nice.
Comfortable person.
Oh, so the glitz and glamour section is pretty nice. Love the jacket.
It's wearable. It's doable
stuff. And then the next section is called knits to wear as one, meaning you have the making at the top and the bottom. And
those knitted shorts?
Yep. And then
oh, my.
And I don't know about the pockets on that jacket, and I don't know what the thing with
why
the
would
shoulder.
I want to add stuff to that part of my body?
Well, look at the shoulders. Yeah, this, I mean, it's just odd.
Her shoes are bomb, though.
And then we have, again, a
awkward modeling
sweater. No, I don't care about the modeling, but a sweater that is, like, no sleeve, but has a big old collar, and it's in a thick yarn, so it's just like, is it winter? Is it summer? What is it?
Why did you have a sweater over a sweater on the left?
It's a vest over a sweater.
A short sleeve turtleneck.
Then
awesome.
We come to Rhapsody.
My favorite section.
And that is awesome. And I want to make that scarf on page 72. That
the shawl?
The
yeah.
Shawl.
What's
scarf,
it?
Yeah. Shawl. It's Rhapsody in
Zabeth,
blue. Zabeth Loisel Weiner.
Yeah, she is she's European and she married American.
Weiner?
Yeah.
Loisel.
It is a beautiful shawl. Looks a tad complicated for me.
I'm gonna make this one.
Do it.
It's awesome.
Do it.
Oh, and I have the pattern. Hey.
Is it in here or is this
of
one of those patterns that
no,
they're like you have to go to the internet?
No. Vogue doesn't do that. They just maybe have some charts or something that you have to go for.
Oh, okay.
Generally they have all the patterns in there. So
the one on the other side is a little lofty for me on page 73. It looks a little
weird.
Semi-felted in a bad way.
Then the next one is okay for Charlotte.
Tell me this girl. Okay, here's the thing with the modeling. Don't you sneeze on me. Here's my thing about the modeling. All the models creepily look like celebrity doppelgangers.
Yeah.
She looks like her girl from Twilight. With the same pouty, I don't have any expression. The girl in the
rumble
section, the girl in the rumble section looks like J-Lo.
Okay.
Creepy, right? It's a doppelganger issue. It's creeping me out.
I like the page 75, Rosemary Drysdale, the scarf. I'm definitely
you know
going
that's
to
beaded,
make
right?
that. That's where I saw the beads, where I was talking. I want to make something with beads.
That's actually really pretty
this
and subtle.
This is pretty, and it's not a big old giant ass shawl. It's a little scarf. I can start with that.
Because here's the problem about a shawl, because the first rows, if you do it top down, it's like, I'm moving along. And when you get to your last 20 rows, you're like, my God, this is great. I like the leg warmers. By Yokohana?
With the leg warmers.
Did you not hear my advice to Jill about what to do with her leg warmers? Wear a skanky short skirt and some trashy high heels and go to the club.
Okay.
She said she could rock that shit.
Yeah, she actually could. Yeah, and that's about it, I think.
You don't like the scarf with the...
No, I don't
like
that.
Okay.
I like the cowl.
Ooh,
on
I like
page
the cowl.
78. Very pretty.
The fingerless mitts, we know you're not a fan of.
And then we really have on page 78. She really looks like Kirsten,
whatever her name is. Doesn't she?
She does. Oh, well, that's it. Vogue Knitting. Love the magazine.
Would you recommend people to buy this episode? What
episode? This
episode
of Vogue Knitting.
This issue.
I don't know. I'm biased. I would say yes because there's some really nice stuff. And I do enjoy their articles. However,
yes, so
there is about half of the patterns are not so good, but then there are some, there's like a handful of really awesome ones.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Amazing ones that might be worth it.
I think Jill
what
should make
this cost?
One.
Like $5, $7. It's not that bad.
Jill, you should make the pattern on the front because it's your kind of lace. Complicated.
That's pretty. Anyways,
awesome.
Moving on. What are you currently reading? And I can't wait to hear that. What's going on with the 50 Shades or 7,000 Shades of Grey that you're going through there?
So, like, not intriguing. I'm like, oh, he's going to smack her with the riding crop.
Are you done with the first one or are you on the second one now or what?
No, I'm just like, I haven't touched it. I've maybe read like 30 pages since the last time we recorded. Like,
so you're on my team now about that book?
I'm a little bit on your party bus on this one.
It's just not so good.
It's just not, it's hard to... charge through a book that's not, even if the sex is good, it's really, and she's like on the fence and like, I don't know what to do with her. And he's,
biting her lips still?
No.
Oh.
She's consciously making a decision not to do that so he doesn't attack her. But the characters have gotten, despite all that's going on, the characters have gotten kind of flat. holy crap, we're chatty. They've gotten kind of flat. So it's kind of, so but I was watching Fat Squirrel Speaks. Check her out. She is hilarious. We
did
love
she
Fat
review?
Squirrel. Someone sent her, no, someone sent her a book called Let's Pretend This Never Happened, a mostly true memoir by Jenny Lawson. And she had me laughing just talking about her laughing about reading the book because she's a curvier girl. She was sitting by the pool. And she was, I was laughing so hard, all my business was shaking. She was also sitting there jiggling. And I went and read an interview by her, and she's like my new hero.
I will definitely check that out. I got a book recommendation, and I think, and I'm pretty sure it was the person whose name we forgot. What's her name?
Oh, that chick.
Jolie?
No. Jennifer?
Judy?
No. Crap.
Lola.
That sounds close, but I don't think that's it.
Anyway. She said she saw a book about this guy who tried to live in the biblical sense. I don't
know. Oh, yeah, they were talking about him where he's, yeah, like.
He's trying for a certain amount of time to live by the Bible.
Yeah.
And so he talks to this guy and he's told him that he was an adulterer, and he's like, can I stone you?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. So he throws some pebbles at his shoes, you know. And that sounds very intriguing.
They said, know it all, but I can't think of his name because
okay.
I haven't read it. But yeah, they were talking about on Monday group. At
right.
We have a Monday group that I was, when I was on vacation, I joined. Jill. And
our other friend who,
God,
Rosie?
No.
Gretel.
Chloe?
I don't know. Well,
they both were talking about it during our knitting group. So, yeah, I thought about, I just, you know what, when I did my goals for June, and it was to start the second book of Shades of Grey. You know what?
It's a waste of your time.
It's a waste of my time. Yeah, I'm going to switch that up.
Well, I might have something for you because I know you enjoyed, you did read The Hunger Games, right?
Heck yeah. The first book. I have the second
okay.
book still.
Oh, you still, I read all three of them. They're really good. I read a book called Starters. It's for young adults. Once again, I like ended up in the wrong section of the library.
I just randomly rolled the adolescent
no,
section.
No, actually, I read about this book somewhere, and it's really excellent, and I can say this is the next Hunger Games.
Really?
It's really good. The other one I'm reading, it's called The Romance of Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm sorry, did you finish all those other books, that like that hunk-a-hunk-a list that you had last time?
Oh yeah, the vampire.
Yeah, and the diving and the.
The diving, I'm still the Trojan. Well, one of them, I'm still on book 17 or so. That's my audiobook for the car. That's
okay.
Car reading.
Okay.
The other one I'm reading is Romance of Leonardo da Vinci, which is historical fiction that was written in 1923. So that's quite a jump from reading vampire love stories
yeah.
and young adult fiction. It's like really difficult. I'm like, whoa, okay, this is real reading now. It's really good.
Clearly we both need some real reading, to be
however,
honest.
This is going to take me a while. So
yeah,
that's the reading.
Like
anyways, moving on. What else? Well, we talked about last Monday you came to the group.
Yes, because Jill was like, let's get together. And we had dinner, and then she was like, why don't you come to the group? I'm like, brilliant.
In case you haven't figured it out, Jill is a friend of ours
yeah.
from the knitting group, who's a ridiculously good knitter.
When I refer to her to other people, I call her my badass knitting friend.
Right. And then my neighbor friend was there too.
Yeah, who else was there?
Oh, it was a whole bunch of
people. Sadaftar showed up.
Sadaftar. Happy birthday, Sadaftar. It was
yesterday, which will be 3 days ago once you hear this. Or right. 4 days ago.
And then
Paloma was there.
Kathy, Chloe, what's her name?
Jen was there.
Jen was there. No, my
Wait,
neighbor.
I don't know
her
name. But what's funny about Jen, it shows how long I haven't been at the group because she had been pregnant and had a child. And I didn't know. I was like, oh, no.
And the child is not a, it's like halfway to toddler dumb.
Is
know?
It really?
It's
oh,
like several, a few months old now, you know, so.
My
so
child,
that was
however.
Fun. So if you are ever in Los Angeles, come by the Culver City Crafters group on Monday nights. It's so much fun.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
I gave some crochet lessons to two of the main girls, Sarah and what's her name?
Crap.
No, that's not her name.
It does have four letters though.
No. So that was fun. That was fun and
where'd you do that?
At the park, and it was half success and half not so successful because one of them really was like picked it up really quickly. The other one was like, nah, I don't want to do that. Not my thing.
Oh,
then I don't think I'm the best instructor either because I'm like, well, you take the stick with the bent end and put it through the hole, and then
you just kind of hook it through the stuff
and put the string through.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Over here. So not that good.
Oh, why is that all wet?
Anyways. Almost done. It's an hour now. We're running over again. Let's say hello to the new members, which are KD216.
Dami,
hello, Paloma.
Hi, Paloma.
Lead, Sarah. Hello. His handmaid. It's hard to read.
Oh, his handmaid. Okay, gotcha.
Diana. Hello, Diana.
Holy moly.
Yes, we got Molly O'Malley. Aria Luria.
Crafty Princess. Cheryl. Sherilyn.
MTL Mitchell.
Yeah. I'm going to let you handle this session.
Sorry, we're butchering your names here. Allison 1031. Art Like Bread. Read Knit. Oh, cool, Carol. Read Like Knit. No, Read Knit.
She probably reads patterns before she goes to bed like I do. She's cool.
Or
cool.
She might read real like grown-up books and not young adult and vampire love stories.
Clearly she's better than us.
LP Star, Julie Rose Sos. B-Bay, Missy 42.
Hi,
Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Kathy Ann, Jonita, Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Kathy 02125.
Iris 68, Snooks. What's up, Snooks?
That name just lends itself.
Yeah, it just lends itself to a
Snooks.
New York, New Jersey accent.
Right.
I love it. What's up, Snooks?
Gee, wonder why. CDS Gift.
Lurking Knitter. Stalker. Cool.
Daily Telix. Daily Telix.
Is that Cajun Knitter with a K? Because that's awesome.
Cajun Knitter.
That's
Cajun.
Awesome.
Carmel Vineyard. K Star and wait K. WK Lily. Hello.
What?
Hi, Wiley K.
We're sorry.
Maybe we should just not do this because we're just like.
We're just going to start to call people by their real names. Because
Go,
clearly.
Hello.
We're up to 76. Is that counting us? Yeah, it
does. Probably. Anyways, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Happy birthday to Lauren HG. To Sad After and to Ellen Elblow in July. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate your time.
One more thing. This is just a shout out to myself. I looked at my yarn that I have stashed on Ravelry. 13 miles. What's up? That's not just what I have at home. That's only the stuff that's made it on Ravelry. 30
I was thinking
miles.
The other day, how long, if you were to just work off your stash and not bring anything in the house, how long?
Oh, a couple of years. I have enough stock yarn to keep me busy for a minute.
Wow.
And then I got that 8,000 or 800 yards of lace weight, and then like countless, I have a whole tub of Vannas. I could probably for at least, unless I made some ridiculous like Afghans, I could be busy for at least 2 years.
Yeah,
13 miles,
that.
People, 12.9,
like,
what's up? Hey, here's a,
wow.
For our group.
Yes?
How much yarn do you have? How much yarn do you have stashed? If you go to your stash, if you have a stash on Ravelry, you can download it as an Excel file and see how many yards you have and convert it and see how many miles
you have. That's
it makes
awesome.
You feel like you
But then
have
you
a
would
problem.
Have to put everything in the stash and then you would have to put pictures and it's just so much
I love
more.
It. It's so much fun because I'm crazy detailed like that.
Me too, but it's overwhelming at this
13
point.
13 miles. We're gonna open a thread on the group. How much yarn do you have?
How many miles? We've got the biggest mileage.
Yeah. Right now, since I'm the only person, I'm winning. 13 miles.
In the house. What? Child. Come here.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Here's
2 weeks.
A little music. 1 hour and 5 minutes.
You want to sing, Bailey? You know the theme?
I thought that was music. Hello.
You know the words? Come on, you know the tunes here?
Oh, I turned it on.